This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Home fire insurance policies have gotten more expensive and harder to get, especially in areas of the western United States that are so prone to wildfires. But homeowners aren't the only ones who need fire-related insurance. There's also companies and nonprofits that start fires. They conduct prescribed burns. These are the intentional fires that are carefully set and managed to clear the landscape of tinder that could accumulate to create much larger, more dangerous, uncontrolled blazes. The groups that manage these fires need liability insurance. It is getting harder to find. Allie Budner has more.
Last spring, embers from a prescribed burn escaped into a northern New Mexico forest. They ended up sparking one of the largest wildfires in the state's recorded history, scorching a huge swath of land and destroying hundreds of homes and structures. But it's rare for a controlled burn to get out of control, according to Daniel Godwin. He's a fire management planning specialist with the U.S. Forest Service.
The majority of prescribed fires are very safe. They're in some ways boring.
Not boring enough, though. He says fewer than 1% of prescribed burns escape, and even fewer cause any real damage. But when they do, they really scare people, including, Godwin says, insurance executives.
Insurance for prescribed fire and smoke liability has either gone through the roof or just been entirely dropped.
This insurance issue mostly affects private wildland firefighting companies and conservation nonprofits that carry out prescribed burns. Unlike the Forest Service, which is a federal agency, these private groups need liability insurance. If they can't get covered,
it can really just upend the balance sheet, and these organizations can blip out.
And they are blipping out. Jim Carls is the fire director for the National Association of State Forestry Departments.
I'm starting to see more so, even in the last couple of weeks, land management consultant companies that are saying, we're backing out of the prescribed fire business. We can't find the insurance. We can't afford the insurance.
Carl says prescribed fire is one of the best methods out there for preventing future wildfires. And he says 80% of prescribed burns are done by private groups. But there are reasons insurance companies are choosing not to insure. For one, there just isn't a lot of money to make in the fire prevention sector.
Insurance is based on the law of large numbers.
John Muha is with Alliant Insurance Services, where he helps a few conservation groups get liability coverage for controlled burns. But he says most companies don't offer it.
There isn't enough premium to glean from the number of entities engaged in prescribed burn to offset the large loss in the event of the one prescribed burn that would become uncontrollable.
And if this kind of preventative controlled burning doesn't happen, that could mean more catastrophic, uncontrolled, and expensive wildfires across the West. I'm Allie Budner for Marketplace.